Hi, my name's Lorraine Williams. My Larrakia name is Joining. Joining means hermit crab in Larrakia. I work for Aboriginal Bush Traders as a bush harvest business development officer. So my role is basically to help Indigenous women mainly, or Indigenous groups, develop enterprises based on anything that's harvested from the bush. So my work mainly revolves around bush tucker. So the word that I'm going to be talking about today is Dungalubba. Dungalubba is a very strong name with Larrakia people because it's one that everybody wants to be linked to, I suppose. And when I say linked to, Dungalubba is a saltwater crocodile, but it's also one of the primary clans of Larrakia people. And with that, you know, a lot of us are all Dungalubba descendants. And with being Dungalubba descendants, it means that we have a respect for that particular animal. I don't particularly, I've never eaten or wanted to eat saltwater crocodiles. So for people who have an affiliation with that crocodile, we don't eat it or hunt it.
So Dungalubba is the word for crocodile, but it's not just crocodile because it has such significance as the totem animal for the Larrakia people?
Yeah, so one of the many totems. I mean, there's not only just Dungalubba, there's all other different totems, but I don't know too much about that anymore because a lot of that knowledge has been lost.
When you talk about a totem animal, what does it mean to have a totem?
I suppose it can mean different things for different people. You can have all different totems for all different things, but in the old days we would have referred to ourselves as what linguists say, clan groups, and with those clan groups we would have had associated ceremonies to do with particular type of clan groups. We had different markings, different paints, different songs, different stories. So each individual clan group would have referred to, would have had different totemic animals that would also tell them who they are and what part of country they could manage.
So can you tell me some of the stories around Dungalubba and how that informs who you are as a Larrakia person?
It's actually quite difficult to answer those type of questions because a lot of our culture has been lost and a lot of our stories have been lost, so I wouldn't know that, but my grandmother and my grandparents would have known those stories and how we are actually related to Dungalubba and what significance those stories would have held in our lives. Today we look at that animal and we see it as a very powerful animal. Most people do when they come up to the territory, they're looking out for that Dungalubba. So Dungalubba is also, you know, a animal that moves around, so it's also very significant, and also a pathway. So Dungalubba's out there in the harbour everywhere. We don't like to see our harbour, and that harbour we refer to as Gurramilla, is the Darwin Harbour. We don't like to see that harbour without Dungalubba, even though we want to be seeing people removing it and there'd be safety for people to use the beaches and stuff. But that's a significant part of the Darwin Harbour is Dungalubba, but also Dungalubba as a protector of Larrakia people and the strength and the courage. I suppose there is that nasty side of that animal, a bit snappy. So I suppose a lot of Dungalubba people are pretty snappy people.
Is Dungalubba one of those words, though, that you do think needs to be passed on, even if fluent Larrakia language isn't retained?
Oh, Larrakia language, I mean, we've got so many words that we need to retain, and Dungalubba, yes, is just one of them, but there's so many that we need to retain, things that we need to get back. Because really, it defines who you are as a person. The language that we speak really is Kulamirgan. But the word Larrakia in itself is supposed to be a word that was given to us by, and this is what the linguists say, being given to us by other people of how they refer to us. The word for language is Mun. So when we refer to other people of different language groups or cultural heritage backgrounds, we say Mangalaga. Mangalaga mean people of other languages. And that's how we look at other Aboriginal people.